Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second day of March 2015. It is 6 p.m. Eastern here at Blog Talk Radio, and the program you're tuned into is Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom is live every Monday and Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the WC, A Woman with CP Network on Blog Talk Radio. And the host of the show is bestselling author Wynn Kelly Charles. Wynn is an author and a speaker. She is also a business owner. She's done an awful lot in her life to bring herself to the point where she enjoys sharing what she has learned all about writing and publishing and speaking and doing Blog Talk Radio with those around and about her. So please be sure to visit her website, which is WynnCharles.com. That's right, the lady's website is WynnCharles.com, and she will be more than happy to work with you and connect with you and direct you to the fabulous, fabulous books that she has written. So without any further ado, we welcome to the program the host of the show. This is Wynn Kelly Charles.
Different program here because I don't think my guest has forgotten we have an interview, but that's okay. But I do have a backup plan, and my backup plan is to talk about a project that I am I was involved with long before I started Blog Talk Radio, and that was 20 Beautiful Women, and that was my first anthology. Now, this book was, I compiled this book after writing my own book, The View from My Hills, which is slowly but surely being launched, relaunched again. It has a brand new, beautiful cover on it, and it just looks gorgeous. So I'm in the process of relaunching that. But what I found out today is 20 Beautiful Women is going fast and furious. I mean, we've been mentioned in the Huffington Post. We've been mentioned all over the place. And, of course, the compiler that compiled my original 20 Beautiful Women has now compiled another book. And as we speak, I think she's submitting stories, and it's a, you can submit your own story. And there's a huge family. I mean, once I'm still getting emails about 20 Beautiful Women. And so once you submit your own story to Saba, you will be a member of the 20 Beautiful Women family. Don't get me wrong, and get all this accreditation from publishing a book. And as you heard before, I say go for it. I say that because I did it backwards. I did it as a publishing my own work first, and then I did the anthologies. Most people don't publish their own work first and then do the anthologies. Most people do the anthologies and then publish their own work, which is a heck of a lot harder, in my opinion, because you don't know the philosophies behind Create Space. Now, granted, I have learned a lot in the self-publishing industry. Even though Create Space is wonderful, there are benefits to another platform that I started using just the other day called Draft Digital, and I got recommended this wonderful website by my book coach, Heather Hildebrand, who uses it because it publishes not only on Amazon, but it publishes Kobo, it publishes iBooks, which iBooks is a heck of a lot harder to format than Amazon. And I'm in the process figuring out how to do a children's book on Create Space. Now, granted, a children's book is a little bit harder to do on Create Pictures, and so it will raise the price, but you can do it on Create Space, and you can also do it. There's a children's book maker on Blurb.com, and a brand new thing that KDP Kindle Direct Publishing has come out with is their children's book maker and KDP EDU, which means EDU means you can publish textbooks for those of us in education using the Kindle. And I'm actually taking a class right now as we speak on how to use technology in the classroom and basically how to make a hybrid classroom so that teachers don't have to teach necessarily in the classroom. They can teach online. And I find that fascinating, although we've gotten to the homework, we've gotten to the assignments, we haven't necessarily gotten to how to devise the textbooks yet. So it's going to be interesting what my classmates say, but one of the things I'm going to pipe up from the self-publishing industry is about KDP EDU, is about KDP in general, is about KDP Kids, which is fascinating because kids only have a 2 seconds of attention span and they like things big and bright and colorful and popping out and making noise and you name it, they like it. And especially when you're dealing with the disabled, the iPad is a huge motivation. Huge motivation. And what I use is Apple. And Apple is a phenomenal thing for people with disabilities like myself. There's ways you can make all the bells and whistles go off to help the child with the disability, or not even the child with the disability, the able-bodied child who may not want to sit through a whole lecture and may have the attention span of an ad. Does a really great job. Apple is my baby. Apple is one of the ways I write my books. Now, because Siri is my pen, I have to be very careful on how I edit Siri. I realized that the other day when I was doing something very important. I was doing not a book per se, not a manuscript per se, but a essay for a part of a homework assignment I was doing. And so I realized the other day that Siri doesn't pick up everything I'm trying to say. And so that's why I have to now edit my own work because of my pen, so to speak. My pen doesn't pick up everything I want to say, even though she does a wonderful job. And one of the things I like about the iOS platform, the latest iOS platform, is that iOS can have a feature called QuickType, and QuickType has actually saved my life because you type in I love, it comes up with I love you so much, or whatever you want to say. You only have to type in one letter, and granted, it's easy to do word prediction, and Siri's phenomenal. Siri actually got better over the years. Apple has gotten better since I started using an Apple desktop in first grade, and that's how I did all my homework assignments, was through Apple and writing, and I would sit over at my desk and type away, spelling desk, and so that's how I got through mainstream classes, and type with modifications, that's how I got through mainstream classes, and that's how I did my spelling test, and that's how I, it all through computers helping me, and it's been phenomenal ever since. So I am an Apple person to say, but enough about that. And I, as I said, I have my children's book coming out in April, coming out in September. We've changed the date. And there is a fund on fundraiser.com, and you can donate to that book cost, because it's not cheap publishing a children's book with phenomenal graphics. And the way I want to do it, it's not cheap. And so they're not for me. They're not for me. It's for my book. And I am slowly but surely getting donations. I have to work on that this week. And I, that's one of my goals, is to write a children's book and possibly a children's book series about looking up, because one of the pet peeves that drives me nuts as an educator is that kids are looking down at these iPads, and my, it's a running joke in my house, anti-social technology, when are we on, my dad says, and so, and of course, he's not used to this technology, and it scares me that my BFF can type a text faster than I can, because she's so used to this technology in the palm of her hand, and the next generation is going to get more technology savvy. If we teach our kids how to use it in the appropriate ways, that's better than them being on Facebook all day, which I'm learning that Facebook is a terrible marketing tool for business, because it's it doesn't do the algorithms that we want them to do, even though I have a lot of fans on Facebook. But I'm learning slowly but surely that newsletter marketing, you can find more fans with a newsletter than you can find on Facebook, because those who've already liked your page already know you're a published author, and they're not so likely to buy your next book. Even though they love you and support you, they already know who you are, even though they have given you the gift of the writing a children's book. Yes, you people know who you are. And so even though your fan base, your loyal fan base, may give you those gifts, they are more likely to buy your books if they see it coming to their email inbox in the newsletter. And so then they pass it along to their network, and they pass it along to their network, and so on and so forth. It's like I scratch your back, you scratch mine. So if you go to the bottom of my website, which is slowly but surely being redesigned in combining Women of Wisdom and my own personal website, you will see sign up for my newsletter, and it's a MailChimp newsletter. And what you have to do is put your email address in the sign up sheet, and it will say, please confirm your email address. It will send you an automatic response, please confirm your email address. And for those of you on Gmail, I have quickly discovered that Gmail is Google's email. And I have quickly discovered that you can confirm to subscribe to newsletters without leaving your inbox. I don't know how Google does that, but it's really cool. And so, but for the rest of you, you have to click on the link and subscribe. And I know people that in Fortune 500 companies that use MailChimp. I know people in smaller companies like myself that also use MailChimp. So hopefully with all this exposure through a newsletter, you and me would be able to get more exposure to our books. But I'm going to say that Facebook is the second best thing since sliced bread. But a newsletter is key because you want people to get it in their mailbox and actually look at it. And if it has a captivating title, like I know a friend of mine, Jenny, who lives in Texas, does the Om in Your Inbox. And each week she does a personal story, and each week she does a business tip. So if you use Jenny Bobine, I think is the last name, and she's on Facebook as well. So if you use a captivating title, it's more attracting to get a lot of opens, and you can see the report on your MailChimp account or AWeber account or AWeber MailChimp. You can see the reports on how many, what the open rate was on your mail letter that week, but you don't want to inundate people. So you want to surprise people every so often, and you want to act like you're coming out with new stuff so that you can engage your audience and engage your fans. And that is the guest we were supposed to have on today was in the publishing industry, and that was one of the things I was going to talk to about, is how you engage those new fans when you publish a book. But I think from my own personal experience, MailChimp and Facebook are the best things since sliced bread, and actually doing a public speech and having it recording the public speech could help you get more speaking engagements too. And I use it to critique my public speaking too with my voice coach. And so that's how I use it. People have all, my book marketing coach has also said, why don't you put a short snippet on your website so that people can see you in action. And so that's what I'm going to do in North Carolina. That's also what I'm going to do in Virginia at UVA. And then I have another project in the works while I'm up there, which in the next couple of weeks I'm going to let you guys know. But the project I'm focused on now is that I'm going to North Carolina to work on the Lakeisha books. And that is going to be really fun for me because women's empowerment is something that I like and that I want to pursue. And I, even though I am a teacher, my ultimate dream is to be a full-time writer and a motivational speaker and use my teaching income and use my teaching skills in the classroom as a segue backup plan, because what I've been saying over the past couple days is what I now teach my kids is lessons that no one can pick up out of a textbook. I mean, unless it's a college medical textbook, these kids are not going to hear about CP or cerebral palsy, much less see a person with it. And so it will impress people that I have the educational background, that I have the that I have as much experience as I do, the running joke in my house, when you should get a doctorate in special ed, which right now I'm working on finishing up a 2-year degree starting in September. I already have 2 years of it done, but due to life circumstances, I was not able to finish it when I wanted to. And so, and that's public knowledge, and I win, that I really, really, really want to go back and get a degree in education, a liberal arts degree in education. And so, given the opportunities I've been given, I was drawn back to the classroom. And so I'll always be a teacher. Once a teacher, always a teacher. And unfortunately, once a teacher, always a teacher. And fortunately, since we have no guests today, I kind of had to put my teaching hat on and teach you guys, but that's okay. You guys are loving and supportive of me, so, and I hope that you will actually want to come and see me in North Carolina. Now, those tickets are available on eBright.com. You'll see a picture that I posted that's all floating over on Facebook, and it's eBright.com/learn and leave a legacy to us. I think that's what we're calling it. Learn and leave a legacy to us. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it's eBright. Learn and leave a legacy on eBright. Charlotte stop. And all the women who are on this tour, I think there's about 10 of us, are driving up to Charlotte to speak and see me speak, which they kind of scared me because I have been involved with these women on Facebook, but this will be the first time I'm meeting everyone in person. And my title goes in the Facebook event, and every PR that goes out about this tour is Winchell's best-selling author. So now I have to live up to that best-selling author title, which I can do, I've spoken enough on Blog Talk Radio, and I've written enough books in the self-publishing industry. But my ultimate dream not only is to be a teacher of my disability and go back to school to finish up my education degree, is to be traditionally published, not so much on the New York Times bestseller list, because it's not about that. It's about sharing your story and sharing your story well. But my ultimate dream is to be signed with a traditional publisher. If not, I love self-publishing because you can keep all the rights. So if that doesn't happen, that I won't be so concerned. But if that does happen, I'll take it because of my story. So we'll see after North Carolina what happens if the publishing industry comes to find me and watches me speak, and we'll see what happens after North Carolina. And I will let you guys know what happens after North Carolina, and I will speak on Blog Talk Radio after I get home from North Carolina. I will speak to my guests. We still have Women of Wisdom, and the exciting news there's two pieces of exciting news having to do with women of wisdom. The first piece I would like to, how am I going to put this nicely without bursting into tears? I'll spit it out this way. My team and I are booked all the way into August with Women of Wisdom, pretty much through September. And so congratulations to the Women of Wisdom team, including myself. And you guys know who you are. And those of you who are listening, i.e. my producer, my fabulous producer, I couldn't do this without you. And so I would like to make amends to everyone who has seen me in slight and they have said negative stuff about me. I truly apologize. I try not to vent my feelings on Women of Wisdom, but sometimes when you get a guest on and the guest has knowledge, you kind of have to get that frustration out. But I do apologize. And tomorrow's guest is going to be really, really interesting because tomorrow's guest is Sarah Davidson. And what she did is she was in the corporate world for many years. And then she got sick of the corporate world. And she founded Hello Fearless, which, for those of you who don't know, is an online business school geared directly at women. So I'm really excited to talk to her about the franchise, the huge franchise she's slowly growing. And so hopefully having her on, that will help me understand a little bit more of the entrepreneur and why we do it. And so what my speaking topic in North Carolina is overcoming adversity and rejection in the workplace. And it's really interesting because as I was reading through my speech over the weekend, I noticed I have not only the women strike against me, I have the disability strike against me. I'm also a teacher. So what I'm talking about is something really passionate from my heart, talking about rejection, talking about my disability, not only sharing my story, but talking about rejection and talking about overcoming adversity. And I was almost rejected from Mother Nature, by Mother Nature, way back when in 87. And so without further ado, I would like to turn it over to Annette as Blog Talk Radio goes off and reminds me 90 seconds.
Wynn Kelly Charles, you are irrepressible and fantastic. The information that you shared, I'm sure everybody has thoroughly enjoyed. And, of course, we can take the archive of this show, which I hope everybody does. It will be available within 3 to 5 minutes after we hit the stop button. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/WC, a woman with CP, and you'll be able to pick up that archive. And be sure to share the archives with everybody. There's always something fantastic to learn from a show that Wynn Kelly Charles has hosted. So we do appreciate the fact that people listen, people share, and that people enjoy. And as Wynn says, we have a lot of wonderful guests that are lined up to be on the program through spring and throughout summer. But it's going to be your turn someday. So keep tuned in to this particular radio program, and we will let you know when we are ready to bring on new guests. And in the meantime, visit Wynn's website at www.wynncharles.com. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in today to Women of Wisdom.